Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. It's episode 14 for the 19th November 2010. Hi, and welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast. I'm Christian from Game Design Reviews.
Hi, this is Social Dissonance, also known as Shepard from YouTube.
And I'm Nick Malone, I'm from Before Game Design.
And this is the show where three Monster Hunter enthusiasts decided to come together on a weekly basis to discuss strategies and share our experience. And I hope your weekend wasn't as revolting as mine. Because I had a horrible computer crash. Luckily, the podcast is not in danger and we are able to continue this this week. So what are you guys doing? What were you guys doing this week?
I worked a lot over the weekend, but after that I did a Barioth update, which I completed and is on YouTube. And actually, just before getting onto this podcast, I just did the Diablos gauntlet.
Oh.
So I think I'm like only two real gauntlets away before finishing offline, and then I just have the last boss followed by the 6-star quests.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I saw that there were actually a couple of updates. And because I had my computer crashed and I had a lot of time, I also watched quite a lot of episode of the Let's Play, and I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah, I caught up, I think, until episode 30 or something, so I'm pretty far ahead now.
Well, I'm about to hit the 100th episode.
I know, but you know, in one weekend, that's quite a lot for me, okay?
Well, I mean, you think about it, they're usually about 10 minutes each, so you're talking about almost 1,000 minutes. What is it? It's almost like 16 hours.
Wow.
That's like 8 feature-length movies.
So are you trying to create a DVD set out of it, maybe?
Wow. The deluxe DVD set. I wonder if there'd be anyone who would buy that. Probably. I probably have at least a couple fans that have enough disposable income that would be worth... I would find it worth doing that, but I don't know.
I'm wondering if there would be some kind of copyright issues with that.
It's really interesting because I'm trying to get through the process of becoming a partner with YouTube. And in my partner application, which they sent back to me, they said I didn't have enough original content, which seemed odd to me because they say that as long as you're doing a walkthrough on the game, then it counts as original content.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Go ahead.
You're actually doing a walkthrough of the game, so that's what you're doing.
I would say so. Well, yeah, I would say that it fits pretty closely. I mean, and you know, ever since the 80s, there have been people that have released videos like showing hints and tips about certain games. And I remember that there was once a special edition Ikaruga DVD made where some guy was like beating the game, playing two controllers at the same time.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was released as a DVD, and people actually bought it. And, of course, there's the DVD sent from the Street Fighter competitions and whatnot, EVO.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, I'd like to become a partner only because it makes it a lot easier to upload. I think I could upload, like, actual gauntlets all in one block. But at the same time, I think people kind of like the episodic content anyways.
Yeah, and also kind of encourages this kind of very special kind of Shepard kind of style to fight the monsters, you know, trying to complete the quest in under 15 minutes and stuff like that.
Oh, I was very disappointed because my gunning run, and I mean, I don't want to spoil it for the people, so, you know, if you don't want to hear it, then close your ears for 1 second. It took me like over 13 minutes, and I'm like, that took a really long time, but like I poisoned him twice, I paralyzed him twice, I was shooting all sorts of explosives at him. Just has a lot of life.
Mm.
It is what it is.
Well, maybe it takes a little bit longer with the gun in general.
Yeah, I think they changed the way the Diablos' hitboxes worked from Unite. The tail casing, you know, the big chunky thing at the end of Diablos' tail?
Mm-hmm.
I think in Unite, that took the same damage as the rest of the tail, but now in Try, that one part of the tail takes a lot less damage.
Oh.
And so when I'm using my old strategy, it's not as effective as it used to be.
Oh, okay. So you have to kind of adjust your strategy now.
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay.
Okay. So, Nick, you're still working on your thesis?
This week the department had a bunch of kids come in from the high school to attend a bunch of college classes.
I read that on Twitter that you wanted to have sociology be peppy and cool.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard thing because most people are just like, what's sociology?
Mm-hmm.
They should teach it in high school. They should definitely teach that in high school. I don't know.
They all came from sociology classes in high school, but none of them could really tell you what it was. It made me very sad.
I'm sure it's all like just like completely missing the point. Like it's all about demographics or something like that without actually getting to real sociology, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that it ends up being more like what is subjectivism? What is being subjective? It's, which, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well, that sounds okay. No. That sounds decent enough. That's what they're learning in high school?
I don't know. I wanted to see a lesson plan from them, but the teacher wouldn't give us one. It made me
what?
Sad.
Why wouldn't they give you a lesson plan? Secret.
Secret.
I'd be happy to give out my Monster Hunter lesson plans. I'd be more than happy to give those out.
Maybe we should create like a university for Monster Hunter.
Information should be free. Oh yeah, and we could have like steaks all day long.
Awesome. Well, I must say, you know, because my computer crashed and I had to wait for things to install, I had lots of time, and I was able to continue my Project Devil Joe. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And I got into high rank now.
High rank. Oh, good job. Hey, yes. How was your Jed Moran fight? How'd that go?
It was spectacular. Luckily, I met up with some listeners from the podcast. They actually contacted me, especially one guy who was called Shepherd.
It looks like he took our advice.
Yeah,
he even used my name.
At first, I thought, wow, how is Shepherd able to contact me from between the servers? And then I realized that it wasn't you, but actually a different a listener of the podcast who calls himself Shepherd. And he was very, very helpful. And we, you know, we did some quests together. We grinded the Giganox a little bit because I wanted to have the armor. Still haven't completed the armor yet, but at some point I reached Hunter rank 30, and then I did the Jen Moran quest, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, the Fersa Ma is just like impossible to get.
I get this one, and now I'm missing the hides.
Oh, that's all you need?
Yeah.
That's no problem.
A couple of hides.
No, that's as long as you have the maw. I mean, everything else is just like, just takes time. Just keep carving.
Yeah, well, now that I'm high rank, I will get the parts more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was actually really enjoying my time on Monster Hunter. And, I'm looking forward to what high rank has to offer now. By the way, yeah. I also played. We got the demo code from Mike, and I played the Monster Hunter 3rd demo.
Oh, how did you enjoy it? What weapon did you use first?
I tried every weapon on the Legiacrus. No, not Legiacrus. I mean
Royal Ludroth.
Rudolph, exactly. Some weapons I wasn't so successful with, especially with the Switch Axe. I had really problems because it's not a weapon I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really, really enjoying the double sword thing.
Oh, yeah. Those are really interesting. They changed those completely from Unite. Like, it's a completely different weapon now.
It's different now?
Oh, much different. The way it works and everything. Like, you have two different gauges now. It used to just be stamina,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's an extra gauge that fills up as you attack, and you have to like swap between the two gauges. I don't really know much about it. All I know is that when you have Demonize on and that other gauge is filled up, you do all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah, I noticed that there were gauges and I was kind of triggering them somehow, but I didn't really understand what's going on. I just really liked the way, you know, it's incredibly mobile and you're dodging all the time. It's kind of like Sword and Shield, but without blocking. So you have to dodge basically all the time. But it feels very, very agile.
Yeah, well, I think there are essentially four different modes with the dual swords now,
mm-hmm.
and I could be wrong. So, sure. I mean, this is everybody's just, you know, exploring it. There's when you first start out and, you know, your weapons are sheathed, you're completely normal. You haven't used Demon Eyes. You use Demon Eyes and suddenly your stamina starts going down, but all of a sudden you're doing all these different types of attacks, like your combos are longer. you do more damage, you can go into this really long-winded combo that, like, if you're in it, wind shouldn't affect you much.
Mm.
And as you hit things, when you're in demonized mode, we'll call it your spirit gauge, and I don't know if that's the term that the community is going to use, but we'll use that for now. Your spirit gauge will start to fill up.
Mm.
Now, once your spirit gauge is filled up and you're out of demonized mode, you can kind of dodge in this, like, different way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after attack, like, you hit dodge and, like, you kind of, like, slide, sort of. Like, you kind of, like, dash quickly to the side or forward or around.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I
it makes
that.
You much more maneuverable. And I believe you get different attacks when that gauge is active as well. And then I think if you combine demonize with that thing once it's completely full, I'm sure you get some sort of damage boost.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the way... You know, that's just the way Monster Hunter is. So the issue was is that they were finding that people were completely negating the problem with Dual Swords and Unite, and that you would take a Mega Dash Juice, and the issue of having demonized constantly deplete your stamina wasn't there. There was mm-hmm. no real risk because people were just, you know, taking that and being in constant demonized. Now there might be a reason to go out of demonized in order to use that other mode.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to fill up the other bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, people don't feel as bad once they get out of demonized mode because now they have this other mode that they activated somehow and they can continue to use attacks from
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the impression that the other weapons changed a lot? Because I never used the longsword for much, but it seemed to me quite different from Monster Hunter Tri.
It is. It's a lot more like the way it was in Unite, in the sense
mm-hmm.
that you can't keep the gauge, you can't keep the spirit gauge full forever.
Yes.
Every time you're doing a spirit attack, your gauge gets drained. And really, that's the way it should be. I mean, it's just ridiculous being able to, like, whip out, like, 10 spirit combos in a row because you've just activated the gauge. Like, not only is it, you know, a little boring, but it's really hard on your teammates as well. So now whenever you're actually using your spirit gauge, it's like a lot more strategic. I'm sure they increase the damage a little bit as a result to help balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they change the combo around a little bit more from where it was in Unite, but I'm really happy with the way they changed the longsword. I think that's really great. And I'm really happy with the way they changed the lance as well.
Mm.
Because
I didn't really realize big difference to the lance. You guys said that that the combo can be changed into attacks so easily now.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say it's the opposite. If you'd been practicing your counter canceling,
uh-huh.
as we discussed from last week, you can no longer counter cancel after your third attack.
Oh, okay.
You can only counter cancel after your first or second attack. Otherwise, the only way you can cancel is by dodging.
But you can still counter.
Not after your... No, you can't... Oh, you can't counter at all after your third attack.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So it's... It kind of... That's kind of a heavy-handed fix, but I like it better than where we were before.
Mm-hmm.
Because where we were before is people were able to constantly be invulnerable, never end their combos, and always be safe by being able to counter.
Mm-hmm.
Now you either have to learn to time your dodges, or you have to attack a little less in fear of actually having to counter at the right time.
Hmm. Well, I didn't really notice. I don't notice this anyway because I'm quite new to this whole counter thing. But I didn't notice that difference quite so intensely. But yeah, I enjoyed the demo quite a lot, and of course I tried the new Icy Baroth as well. But that's a quite sick monster, I think.
Yeah, I tried him with the lance, and he was actually pretty difficult. He took quite a while to take out, and it's tough for us to tell like which of the weapons in the demo are more powerful than others.
Yeah,
like clearly the dual swords are ice weapons, so those aren't going to be very good on the Icy Baroth.
I don't think so now.
but I used the bowgun on him and it was no problem.
Oh wow,
and that was a lot of fun.
Which one, the heavy or the light bowgun?
The heavy bowgun.
Mm.
And that has something that actually I think Mazrion termed, I was jokingly calling it Shepherd mode before, but I think the term that Maze used was Siege mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to make the most sense. That works for me.
How do you trigger it?
With your weapon out,
uh-huh.
You press triangle and circle at the same time.
Oh, okay. I have to try this one because I was having trouble with the heavy bowgun. I actually lost with a heavy bowgun. I did it with a light bowgun, but I lost with a heavy bowgun, and I was wondering what I was doing wrong. So triangle and circle at the same time. Okay.
And what will happen is your character will kneel down. and you'll load a clip of like 30 bullets and you'll be able to shoot them like nonstop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's really awesome. That's quite an advantage to use a very heavy bowgun now.
Yeah, and I believe the shots you can fire like that are, I think maybe it's Pierce 1 and Exhaust Shot. I could be wrong, but they changed the colors of the bolts around a little bit, so exhaust shots are blue now rather than yellow.
Well, I noticed that it's quite difficult to use the bowgun when the game is all in Japanese, because it's difficult to understand what the shots
are. Yeah, my video on YouTube, I'm doing it for the very first time. Like, I'm playing it for the very first time, and I'm just like guessing what the shots are before I load them based on how many of shots there are. I'm like, oh, there are 9 of this. This is probably a crag shot.
This is something level 3. Well, level 3 is cool.
And then I load this blue shot. I'm like, I've got no idea what this is, because there are no blue shots except for like freeze, but it's clearly not freeze, and it was exhaust. So they changed some colors around. Maybe they added new shots. I hope they did.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
They will know in 2 weeks.
So are you guys ready to answer some questions? Because I have 8 questions for today.
8 questions?
Oh, 8 man. Questions, yes. But some of them may be answered very quickly.
Yeah, there was one guy that really wanted his question answered, but it seems like we're probably going to get to basically everybody that asked a question.
No, we have right now we have a backlog of around 55 questions.
Are you kidding me?
Dear God, really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
Well, users are sending in questions.
Okay, well, I will. Can I at least mention this person's name? We will get to you eventually, Kai Roffel.
Kai
Roffel. We will get to you in the weeks to come.
Yes, at some point we will get to you. Now that you mentioned his name, maybe I will pick him for the next podcast if it's something incredibly urgent.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Matthew, and he actually comments on it's something about our most favorite topic, the Wiimote.
What is it? It's like they don't stop.
Wait a minute. Great podcast, guys. It has helped a lot in improving my play, both online and offline. I'm the foot poker / Wiimote user, according to Shepard. I would like to inform you that I have purchased the Classic Controller Pro about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The game is still fun, but it's a little bit hard adjusting to the new controller after using the Wiimote for so long and learned new control and layouts for the various weapons. My idea for dealing with the situation was to start learning the new classes of weapons with the new controller and then go back to my original weapons after I have forgotten the old layout. I can't thank you enough for the recommendation. It makes doing the up step with the lance a lot less aggravating.
Yeah, seriously. Like, the people that are saying it's no problem don't realize how hard it really is on them and their wrist. And how easy it is on the Classic Controller Pro.
Yeah, it's just no big deal. It's just a different button. It's just right there. It's amazing that I never understood that it's such a big deal with a Wiimote. And also he posts his worst moment in Monster Hunter Tri. Fighting the high-rank Kuropeko with low-rank Rathalos armor. At first, not expecting the extreme power I dealt with in the same way I would have dealt with the low rank. Huge mistake. Its fire attack was almost an instant kill to my old armor. Then it calls a Devil Joe. Okay, here's my mathematical question for what happens when a Devil Joe gets involved. Kuropeko plus Hunter equals dead Kuropeko. Kuropeko plus Hunter plus Devil Joe equals Dead Hunter, Eaten Kuropeko, Broken Dreams, and Terrified Gamer.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
His post reminded me of something, and playing the demo on a PSP reminded me of something, of a very good reason for using the Classic Controller. If you're using the Classic Controller, transitioning to the PSP games is so much easier.
It's the same, basically the same exact controls.
Almost. The camera controls aren't there.
Oh, true, yeah. You have to use your left index finger to control a camera effectively.
Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, it's basically the same button layout, so you can easily just, you know, use your own old skills. But if you're using the Wiimote, you have to learn the game all over from the get-go.
Yeah, that was actually a slight handicap when I went to the New York launch party.
Mm-hmm.
Is the... My partner had been playing the PSP game a whole lot, but he didn't realize that the controls on the PSP were exactly the same as the controls on the classic controller.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like constantly confused on how to actually like effectively attack during the arena trial. And I'm like, dude, it's the same thing. Just pretend you're holding a PSP. And he's like, like all nervous freaking out. We still did well, but if only, you know, if only he'd had a chance to practice, it would have been better. But yeah, there should really be almost no difference except there's a couple buttons missing, of course, like, you know, the minus and select, I guess, are the same.
Yes. Yeah. Using select is, if you want to charge with the lance, you're just plus select.
Yeah, so the some of those things get a little goofy, but it's pretty, you know, easily controlled on the PSP. They did a good job.
But I must tell, for somebody who started out with Monster Hunter Tri, not being able to control the camera was really, really something I had to get used to.
Yeah, I mean, the PSP 2 was recently supposedly leaked, and allegedly there's going to be a second analog stick on there.
Oh, I hope so.
And that would really make playing Monster Hunter a lot easier, because you get so used to that second analog stick.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think it will be backwards compatible.
No, well, I don't know. There's no way to know.
Maybe, Nick,
you know, in the coming months.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, I was just going to say they might have been programming in backwards compatibility the entire time. We just didn't know. Oh my god.
Probably. We don't know it yet, but they're going to blow us away. Nick, you also played the PSP parts, right?
I actually have not. I'm still waiting to purchase a PSP.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was confusing it with Monster Hunter Frontier.
I have not played any more Frontier since then.
But you also played the PlayStation 2 part. That had the kind of camera controls in, I guess.
Yeah. Basically, you just walked around pushing down on the control pad constantly. Mm-hmm. Because the other stick doesn't really do as much difference, I guess, as you think it would.
Oh, so it had also camera control issues.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
Well, if you want to know how bizarre the controls were in the PlayStation Monster Hunters, Christian, set the controls to Classic Controller 2.
Okay.
And like that's like really bizarre. Like you're attacking with an analog stick.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I'm.
Like, who came up with that idea?
Well, mm-hmm.
Like that's the best you guys could come up with, attacking with an analog stick.
Maybe it's kind of they wanted to make it like feel like you're swishing with the, you know, like you're slashing the monsters with an analog stick or something. I don't know.
Well, the novelty runs out immediately.
It's true.
I can imagine that. Yeah, it's even in the normal layout, it's still not perfect. Like I remember when I started playing with a bowgun, stuff like, you know, when you reload a bowgun, you have to push the same button you push to get out a bowgun and stuff like that. I always got things confused, and I would be putting away the bowgun when I wanted to reload the bowgun and stuff like that. Here's another email from our listeners, and this time is from a listener called Sternep, and he comments on one of the emails from the last time about fighting the Agnactor.
Okay.
And about using the shark attack lance. And he says, well, actually, it's a longer email. I'm just going to cut it down to the essentials. He says, shark attack won't cut it for high rank. There are better lances to be using at that point of the game. The Spiral Splash G has a higher raw, but less elemental. But I recall that elemental values are divided by 10 during the damage formula. This lance also surpasses its cousin, Spiral Splash B, by having 15% more affinity. However, it doesn't look as cool. The Sabertooth G has slightly less raw than Spiral Splash, but it has a whooping 55% base affinity, as well as a respectable ice element. Overall, both of these lances surpass the shark attack simply because of their possession of a higher raw and a favorable element. There is a reason shark attack is only a rare 3!
Well, it's a pretty awesome lance for low rank, but I mean, I would agree, Sabertooth is probably the best weapon to use if you're going to be using a lance.
Well, yeah, because shark attack is a low rank lance, and the other guys' things are high rank weapons, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting weapon because it has, I think it's got like a really thick blue sharpness gauge. But its raw damage is really low, but it has like a really, really high water damage. So like annihilates, well, I mean, it really annihilates Baroth if he's got mud on him. And it's decent against low rank Uragon and Ignactor. But otherwise, it's really, you know, yeah, use a Sabertooth.
But I will stick to the original poster because, you know, the aspect of if something looks cool is actually quite important, I think.
Oh, yeah. if you're using something because it looks awesome, I mean, go right ahead and use it because it looks awesome. Like, I've been guilty numerous times using stuff that looks goofy just because I thought, you know, I liked it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's the math and then there's actually enjoying the game. And you know, they don't have to be exclusive, but you know, always enjoy yourself first.
Yeah, yeah, that's what the game is all about. By the way, about things that look cool, I thought that Monster Hunter 3rd on the PSP screen. I don't know, I haven't played the other PSP games, but it looks so much more. The colors were so much more vivid
Than Try or the other PSP games.
Than Try.
Yeah, I think because there's no bloom filter, there's not as much post-processing, the actual colors that are there really pop out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah, that's something I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, in my most recent Baroth video, I refer to a certain area of land where you want to put your pitfall trap as the field of bloom. Like, just this glowing piece of land. It's like, you'll know it when you see it. It's glowing really brightly. Put your pitfall trap right at the edge of it, and it'll land right in it.
Oh, well. I guess they also have to, because it's a TV screen, well, it's an old analog TV screen, they can't go really very high with the saturation of the colors because it will start flickering and start doing weird stuff.
That's possible, too.
Yeah, so there are kind of color limitations when you're using a screen, TV screen. All right, we have an email from Mike who sent us the codes for Monster Hunter Tri demo.
Did he actually refer to himself as Mike this time?
Yeah, this time he's referring to him as Mike. I appreciate it. By the way, I noticed we don't read any very recent Tumblr messages, but I noticed that people start posting names under the Tumblr messages. Thanks a lot, guys. It's awesome. And their names are really, really funny. But maybe on the next episode. Now from Mike. Hi guys, Mike again. Just thought I'd say you're welcome and ask you guys a question. I'm from Australia and I don't know which server I play on for Monster Hunter Tri Online. I'm under the impression that it's the European server. Could you please tell me? Also, is it possible to change whatever server I play on? Because when I play, I get people who can't understand, and it can get quite annoying. Thanks for the help you've given me. Like, armor skills need to reach 10 points to activate. Also, currently I'm Hunter rank 10. I don't play online a lot. And I'm using nearly full Rathalos armor. I just need a plate for the arms and tips. For the arms. Do you have any tips? I'm also attempting to get a full Seidus armor. Could you tell me the best way to get a deep Dragonum? Thanks, Mike.
That was three questions?
That was three questions. So first, the first question to Australian servers. I don't know. Do you guys know?
I don't. I mean, I think that your region is based on what version of the game you purchased. And
yes.
Your version of your Wii kind of limits what version you can play on there.
I'm not sure if it's the Wii. It could be the game itself. But there's a... Well, first of all, you can't change the server. So there is not an option to play on a different server. But there is an easy way to find out. If you go on our Tumblr website, there is a code to invite me or Nick to the game. Our friend code is there, kind of like the Monster Hunter friend code, I guess. And you can by trying them both, you can find out which one works, and then you know if you're on the European server or the US server. If you get Nick, then
it says. Not to interrupt, but it says that Australia Wii's only use the PAL version of the game.
Ah.
So if it's a PAL version, it's definitely going to be British.
Yeah, that's
or the English servers.
Well, it's going to be European in general.
European, sorry.
So what I notice is that I meet a lot of French people online.
Ah.
And I can speak a little bit French, so it's okay. And they're actually quite polite normally. But it can be a language barrier sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hardest thing is picking quests and determining the order of picking quests, because that's usually determined on whatever the etiquette is in that region.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the U.S., usually people rotate quests. Like everyone will pick a quest, like going through order of the names.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Japan, usually somebody will make a room,
and then
they'll be picking all the quests, or it'll just be one thing over and over again.
Hmm. Well, I noticed both. I guess it will become more important as I get into higher and higher ranks. But now, right now, people are just, you know, balling it when I play.
Hmm.
Well, then it seems like he's indeed playing on the European server, and then it means well. I'm guessing he's meeting a lot of people from Spain and France.
Yeah, maybe Germany. I mean,
yeah,
you as well.
Germany as well, I guess. Yes, definitely.
Well, I mean, he's lucky in the sense that at least he can speak English, which if there's any language that's going to be in common through all those, usually I think people learn English, right?
Yeah. English is the language, you know, you address people to who you don't know, you know, what kind of language they're speaking.
Okay. All right, so he had a question about Rathalos plates.
Yes, how to get the Rathalos plates for the armor.
Well, he should use the Thunderclap Plus because he's already beaten Cedeus, right?
I guess so. Yes,
use the upgraded Thunder Longsword, and then I used a combination of Raytheon and Ingot armor so that I had earplugs and Wind Resist High.
Mm, yeah, both very important for because you always want to be attacking him.
Right, and that really saves you because you almost never get hit by that surprise fireball.
Yeah, that's really annoying fireball when you're attacking him and suddenly he takes off into air and shoots at you at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that the exact setup for that is like so, you know, because it's so tough to hit him anyways, like anything you can do to get yourself closer to him or take advantage of the fact that he's screaming, that'll help you a lot. And then once you've done that, you can do one of two things. Well, first, you always want to aim for cutting off the tail.
Yes.
Because that's a huge opportunity to get a plate. You always want to break the head. And once you've done those two things, you can return back to camp and end via subquest.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you'll get a plate that way. If you want to go the whole way to beating him, make sure you capture him because I believe you can get it as a capture reward. And if he ever drops a shiny, make sure to grab that. And he'll usually drop a shiny after he's attacked an Apenoth in order to eat. So do those four things: capture, break the head, cut the tail, and shiny after he eats.
And also,
he'll do okay.
And also I would suggest to do it online, because if you're hunter rank 10, then you probably haven't played so much online, and it makes sense to do it online because it's easier, you have lots more people with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, I was just talking about it playing offline. But yeah, work your way up to, I think there's a quest, a three-star quest, where advanced, where you're fighting the Rathalos and the Raytheon at the same time. There's an increased chance of plates being dropped.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so definitely give that a shot if you really need to play. And it'll be a lot more fun playing with other people anyways.
Yeah.
Even if you can't understand their names or whatever they're saying, like, you know. I played on the Japanese servers. I had no idea what they were saying, but I had a great time anyways. Just join their quest and have a good time. And if you post the quest in, what do they call it, request?
Yeah, servers? Exactly. I wanted to say that because many people don't realize it. When you go online, you have a choice between rookies, normal, and request. And I think there's a fourth one, right?
Veterans,
yeah. So I guess it was rookie, veterans, normal, and request. If you go to request, when you create a new lobby, or it's called city in this case, then you can set exactly, you know, what kind of lobby it is, so what kind of monsters you're playing and stuff like that, so other people who join you know what you will be doing when fighting monsters.
Yeah,
so you can create a lobby where you're just fighting Raytheons all the time. Rathalos all the time.
Yeah, I think the quest is called Double Trouble, where you fight both of them at the same time. And you will eventually want a Raytheon plate, so it's always good to get some of her parts as well.
Yeah, Raytheon plate is really awesome, so you can get her armor. Excellent. And there is also a question about the full Seer's armor.
And
how to get the deep dragon gem.
So there's kind of like, I don't want to call it an exploit, but a little trick where if you just... I mean, it kind of depends. Like, how quickly can you kill him? I mean, I'm imagining it takes him more than one round anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If you can kill him in one round, my advice is to take it easy a little bit and repel him once. So you get those rewards and then come back and kill him. I mean, get lucky. You can't capture him. You might, if you can get the Jaggy Mask from the event quest, that might help a little bit. That might increase your chances of getting it in the rewards.
You know what? I suspect that the Jaggy Mask doesn't actually do anything. That it was kind of
Oh man, theory crafting, here it comes.
Yeah, I think the thing is so ugly, they have to reward the people from using it anyways.
But it's so floppy and fun.
Well, it's the for a while I was playing as a female character, and the Jagia mask or whatever is really ugly. The Jaggy mask is actually pretty cool.
Mm, yeah,
the female version is like, ugh, what's on my head?
It wouldn't be so funny if it was like a meme or something, you know, just like a rumor that's spreading in the Monster Hunter community, and
it does nothing.
Yeah, and then
doesn't take much. Like, you saw how people still believe that petting the pig does something.
It does do something. It makes you feel good, and if you feel good, you'll notice when you get nice things done for you.
That's true. Exactly. All right, fair enough. I'll accept that.
And also, the pig is feeling good.
Yes.
Even if
that's true,
yeah, it's important, you know,
and it's important that the pig feels good.
Yes, because then you get better bacon.
happy bacon,
bacon explosion. Okay, so the next message is from Carzo, and it's on Tumblr. Hey guys, love the podcast. This is Carzo. I was wondering, I am Hunter rank 47 and thinking about Alatrion. I'm making the Dober Armors a set because it has very useful skill and 5 dragon resistance on each armor piece. But are there any good sets to beat Alatrion with? And I picked this question because, you know, I was reading this and my imagination was going wild. He's saying, I'm Hunter rank 47 and I'm thinking about Alatrion.
Yeah, it's close. He's got 2 hunter ranks away before he can do his quest to rank up.
I was imagining him going through the quests, but not really being there, you know, just his mind always thinking about Alatrion.
Yeah, it's tense. Like, he's close.
Alatrion. Oh, one day I will beat you.
Well, yes. By the time he finishes that armor set, I'm sure he'll be there. Mm. Dober armor is tough to make.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dragon bone relics.
But is it a good armor for Alatrion?
Yeah, the most powerful attack he has, or at least the attack he's most likely to hit you with, other than his fireball, is this little claw, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Would you agree, Nick? His like little punch you in the face attack.
Yeah,
and his charge too, right?
Yeah, and his tail swipe will get you too if you're trying to go for the tail.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't have an element, right?
Just don't attack him. Just stay away.
let the sleep bombers take care of him. I had a very angry comment on my sleep bombing tutorial today. Some guy was like, "You shouldn't talk so much.
Oh!
Sleep bombing the losers."
Oh.
I was like, "Well, you know what? Some people want a little help, or some people need a sky piercer, and they have no way to get it without sleep bombing. So deal with it." I mean, other than Dober armor, I mean, your options are, there's so many. You have so many choices at that point in the game. I mean, everything's basically open to you. you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, Hunter rank 47 is actually quite excellent.
And if you're going to be a blade master, just use whatever you feel most comfortable with. That's what I would say. Like, it depends entirely. He didn't mention what weapon he used, right?
No, he didn't.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm assuming he's using a hammer. Maybe
a lance.
Maybe a lance. I don't know. I mean, a double armor would definitely be good for a hammer. I think it gives Marathon Runner.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So that would be helpful if you're charging up your hammer and you're waiting to land the super pound on his head. Well, mm-hmm. Actually, I don't think you could land a super pound on his head. Unless you're really lucky.
If he falls over. Because you can knock him over really easily with a hammer.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Nick, I put together that gunner set and I never really used... I never really blade mastered him much at all.
I haven't. The only, I mean, we did most of our Elatrions together, and then I did a bunch with Nazla. Basically, all we ever did was put him to sleep bomb him again, cut off his tail, sleep bomb him the last time, and we were done.
Hmm. It just kind of seems he's using a lance. What was a good setup for the lance?
I did Rathalos armor with the. Who's the ice guy? His lance.
Baryoth.
Yeah.
The Baryoth lance. So
and you're
I had
using
a,
the low rank Rathalos, right?
I think I had a mixture, so I had protection from fire, so the lava wouldn't kill me or hurt me. And then I had attack of large plus the crit stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you probably had, I think, the high rank Rathalos helm and the low rank body. And then just gemmed up everything else. Yeah, that makes sense. That would be a really good set. That's what I was thinking as an alternative, but that's definitely, yeah. Because, like, you know, you don't want to be the guy in the group who's, like, at low life about to get healed, and then he walks over the lava patch and dies.
Yeah.
So that happened to me once. Like, believe it or not, I did die once. Fighting Elatrion.
You know, hearing you guys talk about Elatrion, I'm really starting to be afraid about, you know, in 2020, I guess in 20... Hunter rank levels, I will be also thinking about Elatrion all the time, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, how you approach him in the quest, like the way you go at him changes everything.
Oh, wow.
That is a fight that will, I mean, I think I rage quit more times in that fight alone than any of the other fights that I've done. Because you can kind of flub your way through anything else except Elatrion.
Speaking of rage quit, I realized playing Monster Hunter on a PSP has disadvantages.
How so?
When you get really angry at a monster, you might hit your PSP on something hard. It's much easier when you do it in controller, because if it breaks, you know, nothing big happens. But with a PSP, it's quite more expensive than a controller.
Yeah, screens are very fragile as well. You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
I had to replace the screen on my PSP once already.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Not for Monster Hunter. It broke spontaneously.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure. We believe you. All right.
It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. So here's another question from Anonymous on Tumblr. And he says, "Casters, I'm a high rank hunter who has done the arena quests online to make and overforge the guild set. After doing some research, I was wondering if the Arena Bogan and Arena Bogan, the Vulcanon, is worth the horrible grind it may take. P.S. Where's the third caster? He hasn't been in here a while."
Was that all in caps or something?
No, but I thought, you know, this kind of voice would fit in well, especially because he's addressing us as casters.
Yeah, I like
what
that.
What am I casting?
Well, you're casting a
pod.
Spell.
You cast a spell over my heart. Now.
And over this anonymous poster heart as well. He's missing you.
Wow.
Well, I never made the Vulcanon, but yeah, that's true, Nick. I mean, this must be a guy that's been listening from the very beginning.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Well, I'm sorry. I just got busy or tired. We're busy and tired.
That's okay. That's okay, man. But we're glad you have the time to do the podcast with us. So, well, nobody of us did the Vulcanon. Obviously, I didn't.
I know of it, and my only issue with Vulcanon, and this comes straight out in terms of my opinion of Bogons in general, especially in high rank. The reason I don't like it is it doesn't have any status shots.
Oh.
It has a really high raw power.
Mm-hmm.
Although the raw power can be, you know, almost matched if you combine, what is it, the Elatrion frame. What the Elatrion frame has, 252 for the frame. And then let's go to the Wrathling Gun plus 108... 360. Okay, so it has, you know, about 60 more raw damage than maybe the next best bowgun. So that's a lot of damage, actually. You know, if you consider the fact that the attack up large bonus is 24 raw damage, you know, this is essentially like you put attack up large on yourself three times in addition to having the most powerful, the next, you know, least powerful bowgun in the game. But, you know, if you're playing in a group, generally if you have a bowgun, you're best off dishing out those status attacks, because those are going to be the things that are going to increase the damage potential of your group much more than what that extra 60 raw damage would be anyways.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm figuring as well. You know, that's kind of the big advantage of the bowgun.
I mean, it has 4 shots for flaming, which is decent, and 3 shots for freeze, which is also decent. It has 2 shots for thunder, which I wouldn't really use.
Mm-hmm.
7 shots for normal 2. And that's pretty much it. You have 4 for Pierce 2, but I'm not a big fan of Pierce 2. So you're really pretty much limited to Flaming, Freeze, and Normal 2.
Mm-hmm.
If that's... if what you're fighting is weak to one of those things, or you're happy just shooting Normal 2 the entire time, I mean, go for it. But it looks like it requires 4 Devil Joe coins.
Ooh.
8 oh. Hunter King coins.
Ooh.
8 Uragon coins.
Oh.
10 pinnacle coins, and just to top it all off, 1 Azure Dragon Gem.
Mm. Oh, wow. That sounds like asking a lot for something that doesn't have any status shots at all.
And my biggest issue with it is it's also a heavy bowgun.
Oh, does it have a shield?
I don't know. Probably not. It looks cool. It looks like a gigantic cannon.
Okay, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah,
it is.
Know, I would use it if it looked cool, if I, you know, had grinded up 8 Devil Joe coins, 8 Hunter King coins.
Well, 8 is a lot. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I would use, if I had earned it, I wouldn't worry about whether it's good or not. I would use it just for bragging rights.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now that I think about it, like, who cares? Like, it could be the worst thing in the world, but, you know, people have to say, like, man, you killed that many Devil Joes? You killed that many Hunter Kings? Like, geez.
Wow.
Good job.
Can I grind with you a little bit?
Yeah, seriously. So, I mean, decent raw damage, but there, you know, there are a number of other weapons in the game that probably out-damage it in terms of raw damage anyways. Not in bow guns. Well, but then again, maybe not. I don't know. I need to work the math, guys. I haven't worked it.
Okay.
Because I never seriously considered picking up the Volcanon, because back when I was actively playing online and not, you know, doing this offline Let's Play, like, the quests to get Hunter King coins hadn't even been released yet. So I had no chance.
What about the guild set he's collecting?
He was upgrading the low rank set?
As opposed to
making the high rank set?
I think, well, he was the low rank. He was collecting the low rank set and overforging it. Why would you want to do that?
That's kind of a cool set if you want to play with some low rank people, or uh-huh. if you want to take more attacks yourself, because it has, I believe it has negative 10 cents on it, which means you will attract more attention.
Oh, okay.
The high rank set has good luck and capture expert, which means you're going to get like a ton of rewards every time you kill anything. As the low rank set, I believe, just has good luck.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be capturing things, using the high rank set is good. And also, I think you can. There's probably some way to fit on great luck and capture expert. Which would be great, you know, if you really, really needed some random part that a monster only gave through rewards. But by the time you have a high rank guild set, it's probably, you know what I mean? Maybe the reason he's overforging the low rank set is because he thinks it looks cool. And
yeah.
it is pretty good. It has evasion +2, which is a great skill.
It looks to me like the guild sets, and the Volcanon. The bowgun are both actually things that aren't really valuable as, you know, what kind of skills they give and what kind of features they have, but more as things that look cool and that are kind of like a status item.
Well, here's something interesting, Christian, and I did not realize this. is the low rank set. Not only does it have like practical skills for actually like fighting, but it has higher armor than the high rank set once it's upgraded all the way.
Oh wow! So the lower rank has higher armor when it's overforged than the high rank.
Yeah, and it has evasion +2, auto tracker, good luck, and taunt. And again, taunt can be a good skill to have if you know your playing style is suited to always having the enemy face you, like Wraithian and a hammer. You want to have taunt.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, go for it. I mean, it looks awesome.
Sure, that's always a good reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here are actually two questions in one. I just put them together because they seem to me a little bit similar. They both from anonymous listeners on Tumblr. The first question is, what is a good gunner set for the online Legia Cruz, offline Legia Cruz? And the second question is, hey, I'm a bow gunner offline and my current set is Alloy Full. Stock is light bowgun, frame is light bowgun, barrel is heavy bowgun. This only fires one shot of fire, and I would like to know what can I do to improve this. By this time, I have killed Legia Cruz, so there. Keep up the good work. So, from what I'm gathering, you know, these are two questions about how to fight a Legia Cruz with a bowgun.
I'm looking for my video on YouTube to remember what I use.
Oh, yeah. well, basically, the second question is about how to put more fire shots in a bowgun. I guess that would be using Kurapeko parts.
My recommendation, actually, is not to use fire shots at all against Legia Cruz until you've killed the Rathalos. Mm-hmm. Just use Crag shots.
Okay.
Because they do fire damage as well, plus explosion damage plus stamina damage plus a little bit of raw damage.
So what kind of bowgun items would you need to fire crack shots?
Needler. Needler, not only does it have pretty decent damage, but it also has affinity bonus.
The aquatic needler things?
Yep, aquamatic needler. Yep, you need to trade rare commodities to the captain to get the parts for, the codexes for.
Okay, I must admit that it's a little bit tricky to get because you have to get the rare commodity, so you have to fight a lot of monsters.
Yeah, but I mean, you just need to kill, what is it? You can do a Royal Ludroth and then you can do a Wraithian, and that's it. It's not that bad. You've killed them already at that point.
And does a Royal Ludroth give three-star commodities?
Gives, well, you need one two-star and one three-star.
Yes, exactly.
And as for his question again, what armor did you use? I think I have fought him using both Rhinopolis armor and Baggy armor.
Mm-hmm. He used Alloy Full armor.
Alloy Full. Well, I mean, that might be okay for... What does it give? Expert and speed setup?
I can't remember.
I'm not sure I would recommend that. I wouldn't really recommend that. I mean, he probably has critical eye +2, but in general, a better set would be something that would give you more attack.
Mm-hmm.
So something like maybe even, like, if you were going for just doing an attack up, use, like, Jaggy armor.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, because not only do you get an attack up, but generally one of the worst things to have happen to you against the Legia Cruz is being stunned.
Oh, yeah, because he's quite quick.
Yeah, and all of his attacks do a ton of stun damage, so the Jaggy armor will have that. And also, it's got slightly better thunder resistance than the Alloy armor, which has -10.
Oh,
Jaggy
yeah.
Jaggy armor has -5.
Yeah, that's quite... But in generally, fighting against Legia Cruz, it's a good idea to get something that has some kind of thunder resistance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he wanted to be really safe, if he's finding he's dying a lot, he could throw on the Baroth armor.
Mm-hmm.
Which has really high thunder resistance, really decent armor, and again, you could gem up to attack up medium, and you just gem out that critical eye -1, and you'd be all set. And the adrenaline +1 would really come in handy because, you know, if you really were getting close to dying, you know, it'll boost your defense up really high once you're below 50% health. So, yeah, use like a... Let me think here. Heavy bowgun barrel... maybe the Royal Ludroth frame and the Needler stock.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you a shield, a lot of raw power, and some crag shots. And that's just off the top of my head. That'd probably work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. Well, otherwise, there's a video you posted on how to fight him, so we
sure,
can...
Sure, I have two videos fighting him with a bowgun. I've got one where I'm using pellet shots, I have another one where I'm using mostly crag shots and different utility shots.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to post that in the show notes.
Okay, very good.
And by the way, I just realized he also posted, PrinceBoo21 has also made a Let's Play Shepard. Oh, well.
I've seen his Let's Play.
And you think you can improve upon that?
I acknowledge and respect Prince Boo as a person.
Oh, wow.
However, his treatment of Monster Hunter was somewhat disrespectful in my regards.
Oh, okay, okay. So you thought...
What? He's named after a Dragon Ball character and he's disrespecting Monster Hunter? Oh, man.
I think he's named after the Boos from Mario.
Oh, okay.
That's his little icon is like a... Like a little ghost, like the Boos from Mario.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have decoded almost his entire name. Now we have to now understand what 21 means. And do you think he's 21?
Maybe when he made his account, he was 21 years old. I don't know.
Or maybe there are 20 other Prince Boos.
Oh, please no. Again, you know, he's another person that does Let's Plays. I understand how much work is really put into these Let's Plays, so I respect him for that. And for putting more content out there. It's a community of people and we all get along.
Yeah, definitely.
However, he never used Cha-Cha. He only used one weapon the entire game. He only used the Gold Bull armor set once he had it unlocked. It was a kind of ignoring the thing that makes Monster Hunter so awesome.
Mm-hmm. But well, you know, it's still great. You probably can understand that it's quite an effort to create a Let's Play on YouTube, I guess.
It really is. It's you know, you're doing 2 hours for, you know, I take that back. More like about 5 hours in order to make about 1 hour's worth of content.
Oh, wow.
In terms of, well, I mean, you know, maybe that's a little bit, but like the amount of time that I have to spend preparing before I play, and then I play, and then I have to transfer everything, I have to edit it, then I have to encode it, then I have to upload it. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Okay, so I have a last question here. We're going to skip one because we are doing overtime already.
And, oh boy.
And it's a question from QWERTY on Twitter. No, not on Twitter, on Tumblr, of course. And he's asking us, hey guys, QWERTY here. I'm currently Hunter Rank 155.
Jeez, wow.
And actually, he posted his current setup, but I'm just going to skip it because 155, I mean, at this point, you always have probably everything. I have one question I wish to ask. When you're doing your Let's Play, which is really good to watch, which monster or quest are you most not looking forward to? Keep up the Ace podcast and have an Ace hunt.
Well, I already kind of got through it. I really don't enjoy fighting the Geocrust solo.
Oh, really?
I'm not a huge fan of fighting underwater.
Okay.
I mean, there's some weapons I do like fighting underwater with. Like, I really enjoy fighting underwater with the lance.
Yeah, that makes a lot of fun.
That's pretty fun. And the bowgun can be fun underwater, but a lot of the other weapons, it's like having that extra... you know, access of movement it makes things a lot more confusing for me, and I hopefully I'm not the only one out there. Other than that, like, and that's the only thing that really bothered me. Like, I'm actually kind of looking forward to the 6-star quests where you have to fight two monsters at the same time.
Oh, Jesus, really?
I think those are going to be a lot of fun. I mean, in that regard, I'm not really looking forward to the quest where I have to fight Arathlos and the Geocrust at the same time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a problem. I'm either going to use the lance or the bowgun on that one. I think I'm going to use the bowgun.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to see that episode because maybe it will help me with completing this quest because it's the one I stuck with.
Well, you know, I don't know that it's possible to beat all those quests in under 15 minutes.
You might have to split the
After I kill a monster, I can split it there, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. That's quite... I mean, I find it quite challenging to complete it in 55 minutes.
Well, it's 50 minutes.
50 minutes, okay, 50 yep. minutes. Yeah, I almost beat it in 50 minutes. It was, you know, the Rathlos was almost done and he was limping and stuff like that, so... But then the quest was over.
The only exception is some quests, and there are none in Try that I can remember are called repel quests.
Uh-huh.
And what those are is, like, as long as you do a certain amount of damage to a monster, even if you reach 50 minutes, you still technically win.
Oh,
and then they
okay.
run away at the end. And then you can continue to fight them the next time and then eventually kill them over a number of quests.
Well, the name Repel still comes up in Monster Hunter Tri, but they don't really use it in that disregard, I guess.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you can do it against the Sea Deus and Jen Moran.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Of course. Yeah, that slipped my mind.
Ah, okay, so I was wondering what it means. So it just means that you have to do a certain amount of damage and made it to the end, right?
Yeah, usually, you know, about 50 to 70% damage is enough to do a repel.
Oh, okay, cool. Good. Okay, so I guess that's everything we have prepared for today. Thank you for sending in all those questions. Please do keep them coming, even if we have such a great backlog already. But you know, we'll be going through the questions. We'll probably, if your question isn't answered, that doesn't mean that we skipped it all or anything. We're just reading through all the questions, and sometimes if we have the impression that, you know, a question was already answered by us, then we might skip it. But otherwise, you know, you might be under the 55 questions we still have to do.
Christian, I think next week, by the way, we have to talk about maybe if we can do a meeting on Wednesday or something. We got to do a lightning round.
Maybe. Because,
you know what a lightning round is?
That's like, we're going to do like, you know, 2 minutes for each question.
Go, oh, done, excellent.
Done,
yeah.
Done.
That's an excellent idea, because that's something that I think there's, isn't it Thanksgiving next week or something?
Yeah, but I might have some time next Wednesday. What about you, Christian? I mean, you, Nick.
I should, actually. I'll probably be at work, and I'll be the only one at work, so I could just do it there.
Okay, that sounds excellent.
Same monster place, same monster hour.
Okay, then
we're going to do that. And until then, if you want to get in touch with us, simply write us an email to monsterhuntercast@googlemail.com. Or comment on our blog at monsterhunterpodcast.tumblr.com. And so the next Wednesday will be the episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we're going to do a lightning round to get rid of the huge backlog of questions we have gathered. Until then, we wish you a good hunt. And remember, every time you think of Alatrion, the Alatrion thinks of you.
He's like really angry in his volcano. Waiting for you, Hunter.
Exactly, like shivers go down his spine and so, oh, sometimes somebody's thinking about me.